Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all the glory and honor and praise for another opportunity to come before you with our weekly Seasons of Purpose broadcast. Well, this evening, praise God, we have a special program lined up, and it is entitled Our Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we join together with our prayer warriors, and we pray for one full hour for our families, communities, churches, nation, and our world. We give God all the praise because we know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. It is such an honor to be able to go before his throne of grace to carry our prayer requests and our petitions and our concerns and know that our Heavenly Father, he not only hears our prayers, but hallelujah, he answers our prayers. So we give God all the praise. We thank God tonight for our prayer warriors, and tonight praying will be Minister Hilton Britt, and praying in this order, praise God, Minister Hilton Britt, Prophetess Cecile Cushion, Mother Pat Gallo, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and then closing us out, praise God, will be Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. So we thank God again for the opportunity for prayer, and we will go ahead. We're going to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise tonight as Charles Jenkins shares that our God is such an awesome God. After the song, we will tune back in and allow everyone to be able to share their personal prayer requests, because we want to make sure that those prayer requests are lifted up as well. And then we will go ahead and get started with our program. So without further ado, Pastor Charles Jenkins declares that my God is an awesome God. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on,
awesome.
The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
Apostle Darnell Leach and the Leach family. Dr. Anita Leach went home to be with the Lord on Saturday. And okay. Our cousin, Willanoy Chapman, has gone, I believe they switched him over to hospice. He has a brain tumor. And Twyla Kimbrough and her family, her father passed on yesterday.
Okay. The Apostle Darnell Leach. And his wife went home to be with the Lord. Apostle Chapman, you said, dealing with a brain tumor. And tell me again the last name. I was writing this down.
That's all right. Twyla Kimbrough, her father went home to be with the Lord yesterday.
Twyla, Sister Twyla Kimbrough. All right. Yes. We certainly will lift them up in our prayers.
Amen.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Is there another tonight? Is there another? Go ahead, if so, and press one on your dial pad. While we are waiting, I wanted to share with our listening audience and our prayer warriors, we received a praise report regarding Sister Cashmere Whitehurst. Praise God, she is out of the hospital, hallelujah, and
Amen.
At home. We give God all the praise and honor and glory for her and her continuing to progress. We're going to continue to keep her lifted up in our prayers because we know that prayer changes everything. Oh, yes, and our God, he is still in the healing business, and we just speak, we speak, Lord, praises to him, and we speak continued healing over her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Caller, your last four digits, praise God, are 3258. Go right ahead, please.
I'd like to ask for prayer for Brother Anthony Pollard.
All right. Hey there,
Amen.
Elder
Amen.
G. Brother Anthony
Hi.
Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brother Anthony Pollard, praise God. We'll put him, yes, I've got his name down. Is there any other prayer requests that you have?
And me and my family also.
All right. Amen. 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 We thank God for you, Elder Green. Yes, we will go ahead and put these prayer requests down. We have them. Thank you so much for sharing. Praise God. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Is there another tonight? Simply press one on your dial pad. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Well, if anyone else tunes in before we finalize the program, we'll give them the opportunity to share as well. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Hallelujah. Praise God. And our first prayer will be done by Minister Hilton Britt. We thank God for him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Give yes. God all the praise. Hallelujah. Minister Hilton, praise God. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am here. Praise God. And we give honor
Amen.
And glory
thank
to
God
our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank him for his great love for us and for his love for his people. We thank the Lord for the great sacrifice, the offering that he laid down his life that we might have life, even the God-type life, the more abundant life. We thank you, Lord, for your righteousness, O God. We thank you, Lord, that we've been declared righteous as your people, O God, that according to 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. My scripture today
Amen.
Is Job 22:28-30. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, thou shalt say, there is a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He will
Amen.
Even deliver the one, he will even deliver the one for whom you intercede or pray, who is not innocent, yet he will be delivered through the cleanness of your hands. Lord Jesus, we thank you again, O God, that you who knew no sin became sin for us, O God, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, Lord. Lord, you called your faithful man, Abraham, the father of the faithful, O God, because he was in a covenant relationship with you, O God. And we ourselves, O God, are as many as are in Christ, are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. So, Lord Jesus, we come before you this evening, O Lord, to declare your glory and honor to the midst of your people. We come, O Lord, praying for your people, O God, those who are called by your holy name, O Lord, your sons and your daughters, O God, those that you, O God, have covered with your precious blood. We thank you, Lord, that every need is met in their lives according to your riches and glory, through Christ Jesus, O Lord, that there's nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing missing in the lives of your people, O God, as we stand in faith proclaiming our need to you, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, for our families, O Lord. We pray for the Christian's home, O God. We pray for husbands, O God, to stand as a priest over their homes, fully trusting, fully relying upon you, Lord Jesus, looking unto you, the author and the perfecter of their faith, O God, that they stand, O Lord, in one accord with their wives, loving their wives, O Lord, standing, O Lord, speaking life unto their wives, O God, declaring your word over them, O Lord, making provision for their homes, O God, standing, O Lord, in right relationship with them, O God. We pray, O Lord, for their sons and daughters, O Lord, that they, O Lord, look well to the affairs of their sons and daughters, loving their own sons and daughters, Lord, even as you have loved your church and laying down their lives for them, O God, meeting every need, trusting you, O God, as their shepherd, O Lord. You are the need provider, O Lord. You are the one who provides for us, O God, for you give us all things richly, O God, and you are our source. Yes. So pray, O Lord, that they will stand in faith, O God, looking, O Lord, unto Jesus, the perfecter of their faith, O God, knowing that you are faithful, O God, as a great shepherd, O Lord, to meet every need of the family and of their families, O God, that we will not be in doubt. We will not be in unbelief, but we know that you are faithful, O God, because you have shown yourself faithful in every situation and circumstance. Even if it is in the midnight hour, O God, you are the light who illuminates our darkness, Lord Jesus. And you show yourself mighty, and you show yourself strong, and you show yourself to be a God to your people, O God. You clothe your families, O God. We are not raised up for calamity or destruction, the sons of God or the families of God, those who are in Christ. But we are raised up to be blessed along with faithful Abraham and to be a blessing, because that is what you declared over Abraham. And so you declare the same thing over your people, O God, because we are in Christ. We are never alone, for the Lord is faithful. Yea, the Lord is yet with his people, standing, guarding, protecting, giving his angels charge over you, that you'll not dash your feet against the stone. And you will triumph over all the power of the wicked one, because greater, hallelujah, is he that is in you than he that is in this world. He is the greater one. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. Oh, when the enemy comes and stands at your right hand, know that the accuser of the brother is cast down. And the Lord has made an open show of him and defeated him through the power of the cross, through the power of the precious blood. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that our sons and daughters are not raised up for calamity or destruction in the name of Jesus, but they are raised up to be a blessing, and they will go forth into this earth realm and walk in the high places of the earth. And so one generation will declare your praiseworthy deeds unto the next. And you will show yourself mighty in our sons and daughters. For our sons shall be as our daughters shall be as pillars which will adorn the temple of our God. And our sons shall be as cornerstones, O Lord, that you raise up, O Lord, to bring glory and honor to your holy name. Oh, we bless your name this day, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. For there is none like you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for your people, O God. Oh, Lord, make us to delight. We pray for the men and women of God. We pray for the fivefold ministry, oh, God. We pray for your church, oh, God. If ever there was a time that we should draw near to you, Lord, it is in this hour when all things are being shaken. So the only things that will not be shaken are those things that are grounded and rooted in Christ Jesus, Lord. And we, oh, Lord, we draw near to you. We abide in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty God. We pray for the fivefold ministry gifts, O God. We pray, O Lord, that your sons and your daughters, O Lord, love righteousness, O God. They love righteousness and hate evil. They give their backs to sin and all defilement, Lord, anything of corruption. They make a covenant with their eyes to look upon no unclean thing. They make a covenant with their ears, O God, to hear no unclean thing. They make a covenant with their mouths to speak no unclean thing or evil, O Lord. But they keep the reverential fear of the Lord their God before their eyes and within their heart, to walk after the Lord with a whole heart, with a singleness of mind, O Lord, turning away from all that would distract and all that would defile, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, the perfecter of their faith, fighting the good fight of faith, having done all to stand, they stand in the name of Jesus, and finish the course. Finish the course.
Amen.
They have fought the good fight, hallelujah, and they keep the faith, knowing that you, O God, will reward them, O God, with many crowns, but they will cast their crowns beneath your feet, O God, loving and adoring you, basking in your glory, O Lord. We praise you this day, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray also, Lord, children again, Lord. We speak a strong hedge of protection round about the children, O Lord, giving your angels charge over them, O Lord, knowing that no evil thing can prevail against that which you have clothed and covered, which has your seal upon them, O Lord. And we declare the seal of God, the precious blood seal upon the foreheads of our sons and daughters, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our government, Lord. We pray, O Lord, that you'll raise up godly men and women, those who are called by your name, O Lord, who are walking in your word and in your holy ways, O Lord, to pursue offices in the government, O Lord, to turn, O Lord, this nation back to righteousness, O God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are yet moving, O Lord, that you are yet working all things together for good. And even in the midst, O Lord, of judgment, O God, your people are covered, O God, by the precious blood of the Lamb of God, Lord. In the midst of judgment, O God, the wicked are judged, O Lord, and brought to nothing. But the righteous, O God, are brought unto salvation and clothed with the garments of salvation and clothed with the blessing of the Lord their God, wherein they will not lack any good thing. For salvation, O Lord, is of the Lord, and the Lord knows how to save and provide for the righteous. So again, we declare, amen, Lord, that every need is met for your people, Lord Jesus, as they call, yes, upon you, as they look unto you, Lord, our source, O Lord, the windows of heaven and the doors of heaven and the provision of heaven, the inexhaustible provision of heaven will be poured into our lives, and we lay hold to every promise by faith, fully trusting, fully relying, fully depending upon you, Lord, for you are faithful, O God, and you are true. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise with a thankful heart for all that you've done, Lord, for all that you are yet doing and all that you will do, O God, for you have never lost a battle, Lord. And we give you praise and honor again, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your great love. Thank you for this great salvation, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Hilton.
Yes,
to God be all the glory. We give God all the praise for that powerful prayer.
Amen.
Thank you for your commitment to the things of God and for your faithfulness to every kingdom work. We give God all the praise. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you and give you the praise, Father. Thank you for those prayer requests. Thank you for that prayer, and we stand in agreement in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Next, our prayer warrior will be Prophetess Cecile Cushing. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Prophetess Cecile Cushing. And I will go ahead. Can you hear me, Prophetess Cushing?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Go right ahead, and God bless you tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Scripture reference for tonight is Ezekiel 37, 1 through 10, and it states as such. And this is the English Standard Version. And it says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews, which is power, upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. So I professed as I was commanded, and as I professed, there was a sound, and behold, rattling, and the bones became together, and the bones came together, bone to bone, and it looked, and behold, there were sinews power on them, and these had come upon them, and the skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, man, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Hallelujah. So my prayer tonight is going to be about the bones. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for breathing breath into dry bones. Breathing breath into dry places in our lives. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for giving us sinus or power. So that we can do your will here on the earth, so that we can breathe life into a thing. Through your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Jesus, that you will make those dry bones and the dry places in our lives live again. That we will be that army, hallelujah, Jesus, for God, telling the world about a risen Savior, hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify you, we glorify you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask that you would just help us to lean on your word, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for your Bible is a basic instruction before leaving the earth. So we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you. We give you all praise, honor, and glory that is due your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we ask that you would just, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, have your will in your way, Father God, no matter what it looks like with our physical eyes. Ezekiel 37 reminds us not to look and depend on our physical eyes, but depend on our spiritual eyes. So, God, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify you, Father God, as we depend on our spiritual eyes, our spiritual ears, to see and hear what you are saying to us in this time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. So, Father God, we magnify, we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Father God, we're asking that you would be with the Leach family, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Apostle Leach, Father God, as Pastor Nita has gone to be with you. Hallelujah. Be with, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, Twyla and her family, Father God, as her father, who was also a pastor, has gone to be with you, Father God. And be with our cousin Willie, Father God, as they transferred him to hospice, Father God, with this brain tumor, Father God. You have the last say so. You have the last say. So we thank you, Father God, for having the last say. We thank you, Father God, for covering us. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us. We thank you, Father God, for healing us. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask that you would be with Maddie, Father God, and Kashmir and all of our family, Father God, and any and everyone on this line or connected to this line that has ailments in their bodies and or their mind. So, Father God, we praise you, we thank you, we adore you, we magnify you, we glorify you, Father God. We lay it all at your feet, God. Through you, all things are possible. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify you, we glorify you, and we give it all to you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. We give God praise for that prayer and every prayer request. We join with you. Hallelujah. Yes, knowing that God hears you. So we give God all the praise and thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. In this kingdom work. God, all the praise. Thank God. Thank God for you. Thank God.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Our next prayer warrior is Mother Pat Gallo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hello, Mother Pat.
Hello,
can
hello.
You hear me? Just can you hear me? Hallelujah.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Bless
amen. Amen. God bless you this evening.
Good afternoon, everyone. And I want to say thank God for this opportunity. Every time I get ready to pray, I just thank God that it's an opportunity that he allowed us to be able to come to him. And when I was meditating and thinking about it, I'm picturing caverns, the blood that was shed for us to even to come into the presence
of an almighty, awesome God, a God that's
yes.
omnipotent and omniscient, a God that sits high and yet he looks down low, a God that when his children call to him, he bow his ears until they call. And every tear that his children go through, he sees it. So we just thank him that we have that kind of Father that we can come
yes.
to and that will never leave us. My scripture
Amen.
Comes from King James Version, Luke, the 18th chapter. Let me get my magnifying glass here. The 18th chapter, and it says, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint. And my
Amen.
Second is Psalms 100, verse 4. Enter
Amen.
Into his with thanksgiving and
mm-hmm.
into his courts with praises. Be
yeah,
thankful
yeah.
unto holy name. And that's what
Amen.
We want to do. It's entering into his presence with thanksgiving. We are so thankful to be here at this time. And we have heard the scriptures about Esther for such a time as this.
Yes.
We thank God that we were born at the time we were born and that we are living in this time so that we can go to our almighty God knowing
Amen.
That he is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can even ask or think. Father, we thank you this evening. We thank you and we praise you because you are holy. You are
yes.
omnipotent, and you are
Amen.
Our Father. And Lord, when we bring our petitions to you, we have no doubt, oh God, that you hear and you will answer our prayer. Father God,
Amen.
You heard the report tonight that there is bereavement in families. There are families that are going through some kind of sickness or illness that the doctors have given up. But Lord, Father God, you are the doctor. You are the one that says when we are going
Amen.
In and what we're going to do. No man can say this is the end of your life. Only you, Father
yes.
God. So we thank you,
yes.
Lord God. Look upon the apostle that is on hospice. And we ask for your grace and your mercy to be upon him and upon the family as they are looking at this, thinking of a transition. But Lord, Father God, you can turn it all around. Or you can
yes.
help that brain tumor in the name
oh,
of
yeah.
Jesus. It's nothing too hard, nothing too small for Almighty God. So Lord, Father,
yes.
we don't pray if it be thy will. We pray your will be done, oh God. Your will be
Amen.
Done in this situation in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And give you thanks, oh God. We thank you, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus for the body of believers all over. We stand on the grounds of the blood of the Lamb of God. We stand on
yes.
the ground and proclaim our victory over sin, over Satan, his agents, and the things of this world. We know, Lord
yes.
God, if you hit your back on Calvary, when Jesus
Amen.
Shed his blood, he shed his blood up in his body and he said, our iniquities was healed through the bruises upon his body. He said every sickness, every stripe that he'd taken on his back was for our healing. Whether it's a brain tumor, high blood pressure,
yes.
cancer, depression, whatever name that man had given to a disease or infirmity, thank you, Jesus, that the stripes on your back is for that disease. We thank you, Lord
yes.
Father God, that our peace rested upon your shoulder. Whenever we seem to be confused and discombobulated in this world, hold, Father. We thank you that we can grab hold on the word of God and say we keep our minds upon you. You will keep us in that perfect peace because we trust you, Lord God. It's a trust matter. And Lord, Father, God, we lean not unto our own understanding, but we lean unto you, O God, and we trust you for everything. Our very existence depends on you. Our very next move depends upon you. And we want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for your grace, and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness and your long-suffering toward us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are prayer-answering God. Thank you, Father God, that you answer our prayers according to your will and your purpose and your plan for this time and this season in our lives. Father, we thank you that the body of Christ all over this world will rise up, O God, and take back what the enemy has stolen from us. Because you said in your word, O God, that we are more than conquerors through the blood of your son. And that we are the overcomers. And we thank you that we overcome him that's in the world by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, that greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. And Lord, Father God, everything that you have given to us is according to your will, is how we want to live, oh God. Lord, Father God, I'm reminded of the word that says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from your mouth, Lord. And so we thank you that your word says that we can do all things through you because you strengthen us. Your word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we are weak, then we are strong. Oh, we thank you, Father God. We thank you. We praise you for what you're doing in the new, the ministry of Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa. We thank you what you're doing in the ministry of every person that's on this line. In the name of Jesus, it could be a prayer ministry, a homeless ministry, whatever that we do to minister unto your people, it's ministry. And we thank you for your blessings and that you continue to increase us to do more and more. And just like Jabez prayed, Father, we ask you to increase our territory. Keep your hands up on us that we cause no pain or grieve your Holy Spirit. We ask you, Lord, Father God, be glorified through our lives in the name of Jesus. And for this, Father God, I continue to say, thank you, Almighty God. Thank you that you called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. And not only me, oh God, but everyone that's on this line. You have called us out of darkness into the fold of the family. And we thank you, oh God, as your sheep gather together. As we come in agreement, oh God, there's power in agreement. When we touch in and agree upon your word. And it shall come to pass because it's your word. And you will not let it go undone because you said it. You're not a man that you will lie. And we come saying, thank you, Father God, for all that you have done, all that you're going to do, and what you have already done. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. For that powerful prayer, we give God all the praise as we join together with you.
Yes,
in those prayers, knowing that the prayers of the righteous surely availeth much. And we give God all the praise, honor, and glory. And thank you so much for standing on the wall and for being faithful to the kingdom work of Almighty God. We give God praise. Thank you so much. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Next, we will ask Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Praise God. Elder Lisa Strayhorn, we thank God for you and God bless you. Can you hear me, Elder Strayhorn?
Yes, praise God. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. God is so good and worthy to be praised. I've already been blessed and healed and just revived by the prayers tonight, and I just thank God for each and every prayer that has gone forth. Tonight on the sweet hour of prayer, it says, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne, make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer.
Amen.
The Bible says, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalms 91:14-16. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord, thanking you, first of all, for being such a good God, Lord. Thank you for being a powerful healer, Father God. Thank you for being a wonderful provider, Lord. You have been there through thick and thin, Lord. You have protected us. You have guided us, and you have directed us, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord. Tonight, Lord, we pray for the families, Lord. I pray for my neighbor family, Lord. Unfortunately, he took his life, Lord, just 2 days ago, Father God. And we don't know what happened, but, Lord, we ask you to be with that family, Father God. Lord, we ask you to be with all of the prayer requests. I was driving in from work, and I wasn't able to write down everything, Lord, but I know you will sit high, and you look low, and you have written everything down that has been spoken tonight, all the prayer requests, Father God. You've seen it, and you've heard it, and you will do according to your holy and righteous will, Lord. So in advance, we just want to say thank you, Lord. In advance, Lord, we just want to praise you. Lord, in advance, we know that everything worketh for good for them that love the Lord. And so tonight, Father God, we just want to thank you. Lord, tonight we also lift up our students who are about to return to school, Lord. Lord, you know different needs that are going on. There's a lot of needs out there. The children need clothes, Lord. The children need school supplies, Father God. Lord, the children need shoes, Lord. And they need you most of all, Jesus. So we just ask you to supply all of the needs, Lord. Those who are going back to college, Lord, you know the different things that they need, Lord. You've seen their list, Lord. And so we ask you to please, Lord, provide for your students, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for all of the ones who are on this prayer line tonight, Lord. Father God, we ask you to be with each and every one of them, Lord. Their individual struggles, their individual trials, Father God. You said trials come to make us strong. So tonight, Lord, if we're going through a trial, Lord, we know it's because you are trying to work in us something good, Lord. We know that you are trying to develop something in us, Lord. So tonight, we just want to thank you for the trials, Lord. We thank you for the crucibles that come into our life, Lord. We know, like Job, Lord, he said, naked I came into this world, and naked I will return, Lord. But he said, bless the Lord. Lord, all my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Lord, he giveth and he taketh away. So, Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you have done, Lord. Tonight, Lord, we thank you for the ministry of Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, Lord. We just ask you to continue to be with them and bless them in this with this radio blog class, Lord, and also in the ministry that they're doing there in Georgia, Father God. We just ask you to be with them, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for being such a good God, Lord. For all our life, Lord, You have blessed us. You have been with us, Lord. You have directed our path, Lord. And we just ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to be with us, Lord, that you will continue to lead us, Father God, that you will continue to guide and direct us into your holy word, Lord. We know that you are coming soon, Jesus, and we know when you bust through those clouds, Lord, we want to look up and say, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, yeah, and he will save us. So tonight, Father God, we claim that you will save us, Lord, because we magnify and glorify your holy and righteous name. So, Father, we ask you to continue to be with us. Continue to guide and direct us because we love you so much. And it's in Jesus' name we pray this prayer. And if I have failed to ask for anything, Lord, please fail not to grant it, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Man. Yes, God, hallelujah, praise God,
yes,
praise God.
Yes.
Thank God, God for those prayers, and thank God for you,
yes,
Elder Lisa Strayhorn, and thank God for your faithfulness as well,
yes,
to the
Lord,
kingdom work of Almighty God. We thank God and give God praise for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we give God all,
yes,
the glory. Yes,
yes,
yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for every prayer request. And every person that has prayed, yes, to God be all the glory. We thank God. Tonight, I would like to share with you actually a scripture. Mother Pat, she shared my scripture earlier, praise God, that just tells you the Holy Spirit is that we are all on one accord, praise God. But for reiteration, Luke chapter 18, verse 1, and the word of God speaks, and he says, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and faint not. And praise God, James chapter 5, verses 14 through 18. And the scripture reads, is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And the prayer of faith save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, hallelujah, availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Heavenly Father, Lord God, tonight we just give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise, Lord God. Oh, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Because we know that our Father hears our prayers. We know he answers our prayers. We know, Lord God, that you stand, Lord God, ready, Heavenly Father, to hear the cries of your children, Lord. And you are a good, good Father, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for answering every prayer. We thank you tonight for every prayer that has been lifted up from the lips of your servants, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that we stand in agreement to the prayers, Lord God, because your word tells us where there are but two or three gathered together in your name.
Yes.
There you are in the midst, Father, and where there are but two gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing upon anything, Lord, that it shall be done according to your will. So, Lord God, we give you the praise tonight. We lift up the prayer requests, Lord God, that were stated earlier. We pray for Apostle Donnell Leach, Heavenly Father,
yes, Father,
whose wife went home to be with the Lord, Lord God.
Yes,
we pray,
Lord,
for,
yes,
the Leach family that you bring about,
yes,
healing, Lord God, during their time of hurt, during their time of possible mourning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Draw nigh to them, Lord God. Let the heavenly angels wrap their loving arms around them to let them know that the presence of God is near, Father God. We give you praise and honor and glory for all that that you will meet the needs of this family, Lord God, in every instance, in every circumstance, Father God. We lift up Apostle Willie Chapman to you, Lord God. We pray for his, Lord God, that your will be done in his life, Father God. As the prayers went up earlier, Father God, you have the last word. You have to say so in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So help them to be able, his family, to stand on your word, Heavenly Father God, knowing, Lord God, that you never fail, that you never fail us, Father God, and that they can draw nigh unto you, Lord, seeking God and seeking direction, seeking your perfect will from the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your perfect will being done in the life of Willie Chapman and his family as well, Father God. We lift up Sister Twyla Kimbrough to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, whose father went home to be with the Lord, Father. We also pray, Lord God, for the healing of her spirit, Father God, that you fill that void, Lord God, that, Lord God, your word tells us that even when our mother or father forsake us, Lord, you will take us up, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Help her to know, Lord God, that in the absence of her earthly father, Lord God, that you are her Heavenly Father, Lord God. We give you all the praise, we give you all the honor and glory, Lord God, and be, Lord God, everything, Father God, that she needs for you to be right now in her life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the entire Kimbrough family, Lord God, and meet them at their points of need, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes.
We lift up also the family. We lift up Anthony Pollard, and we lift
yes,
up
Father,
the Pollard family, Lord God. Whatever
yes.
need that they may have,
yes.
Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you supernaturally meet the needs, Lord God, of him and his family, Lord God, in the name of,
yes,
Jesus,
name of Jesus,
Father God.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Lord God, that we know that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible for you, Lord God. We lift up Elder Maddie Green and her family, Lord God.
Yes,
we
yes.
thank you for the manifestation of your healing power, Father, that flows throughout her body, Lord God,
yes.
from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers each and every one of your children, Lord God, and that if there are any that are dealing with any form of sickness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your blood, your precious shed blood covers, soaks, and seals them, Lord God, and manifests your healing power, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Maddie Green and her family, Lord
yes.
God, that there be no lack in the household, Father, and that every need, Father God, be met, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up everyone on this prayer line tonight, Father God. Yes, Lord, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, Father God. We pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that yes, Lord, that you meet them at their point of need. We pray for any unspoken prayer request, Lord God, that you know, Lord God, exactly what's needed, Father God. And we pray, Lord, for your perfect, not your permissive will, but your perfect will, Father God, be done in the lives of your children, Lord God. Supernaturally intervene as only you can, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Make roads in the wilderness, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing rivers in dry places, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that for your children, surely goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their life, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God. Thank you for every prayer warrior that prayed tonight, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for them standing firm on your word, Lord God. Thank you for them standing firm, being able to declare your word and declare your prayers, Lord God, for the masses, Heavenly Father. Thank you for them standing on the wall, Lord God, and everything that they pour out for others, Lord God. We pray a blessing upon them, Lord God, 100+ a million-fold, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as they stand to go forth, Lord God, to help to advance your kingdom and do the work of the Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you for taking care of them, Lord God, and their household, Lord God. Let in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, as we lift up the children that are getting ready to return back to school and the students that are going off to college, including our own son, Father God, we pray, Lord God, for them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them not, Lord God, be subject to peer pressure, Father, but let them exert pressure upon their peers, Father God, for the kingdom of God. Let these young people that know you, Father God, be able to be a light for the kingdom of God. And wherever they go, Lord God, and whatever school that they're in, Lord God, even though the government may have tried to take you out of the schools, Lord God, but Lord God, we have young people that have hid you in their hearts, Lord God, because the word of God has been placed on the inside of them, Father God. Let them go forth and be able to stand boldly for the things of God, Heavenly Father, in this season and for the kingdom of God. Protect them, Father. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, danger, all incident, accident, all sickness and disease, Father God. Keep them safe, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, Lord God. Send them forth, Lord God, as mighty warriors, as mighty arrows, Lord God, for the kingdom of God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will go forth and will be able to change the trajectory, Lord God, of the enemy's plan, Lord God, because they are walking upright before you, Father God, walking according to the plan of Almighty God. And let your will, Father, your perfect will continue to go forth mightily, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up every church and every ministry, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for your people to continue to stay committed to you, Father. Let them not compromise with the things of this world, Heavenly Father, but let them stand firm on your word, Lord God, going forth as you, through the Great Commission, have, Lord God, charged us to go ye into all the world, preaching and teaching the gospel, for this gospel must be preached, Lord God. Preaching and teaching, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Because yes, yes, one day, Father God, Jesus Christ will return back. And it's sooner today than it was yesterday, Father. So we want to be a church, Lord God. The church, Lord God, your people, where that will come forth without spot or without wrinkle, Lord God, standing, waiting, Lord God, with great expectation. For we know that this world, Father, is not our home, Lord God. Oh, no, it's not, Father God. But you've gone already to prepare a place for us, Lord God, that where you are, that we may be so, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, until that time comes, Heavenly Father, help us to know that we must work while it is day, because night comes, Lord, when no man can work, Father God. So we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, because we know, as the word tells us, yes, the fervent, effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, they availeth much, Lord God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for the opportunity as we have come before you tonight, Lord, to make our prayer requests and our petitions known, Father. We thank you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, we do, Lord, for answering our prayers, for hearing and answering our prayers. And Lord God, in all, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you all the praise. And we pray this, these prayers in the name that is above every name, that's above every sickness, that's above every disease, that's above every plan and plot and strategy of the enemy, as we bind the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for that powerful, powerful prayer, powerful word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
amen.
You, Lord, for the powerful prayer.
God,
tonight, amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Amen. Bless God.
Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Hallelujah.
Come from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2.
Amen.
Grace be to you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
Yes.
Another
thank
verse
you,
is in First Peter. Amen. First Peter, verse chapter 2 and verse 9.
Amen.
For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall show forth the praises, King James Version, of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for your marvelous light in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
To God be all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. And we come for your court with praise. And we declare in your holy divine word all these prayer petitions that are going up unto you, Father Lord, the Chapman family, Father Lord. The
yes.
Green family, praise God.
Yes.
All the families that come forth that we in prayer about, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We come before you, Lord, from our heart and from our spirit to know that you are able to do above all we can even ask or thank, Father, exceedingly above all we can ask or thank. We thank God for your holy word. We thank God for your Holy Spirit. We thank God for the prayer warrior on tonight, Father Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Power and might unto you, Father Lord. So we know that the power of God is in his word.
Yes.
It's in his blood.
Yes.
It's in our faith, Father. You know you hear our prayer, Father. We come before you and we petition unto you, Father Lord. If the man is impossible with God, all things are possible. Amen.
Yes.
Bless your people on this night, Lord. Pray for those in need of breakthrough on this hour, Father. Bless their mind. Bless their heart. And bless them to be filled with your Holy Spirit, Lord. To lead, guide, direct their path, and they may walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
And we pray, Heavenly Father, for their hearts that are heavy, Father, Lord. And restore them. Strengthen,
yes.
Lord, guide, direct their path. We know that your grace is sufficient, Father, Lord. We know your compassion are new every morning, Father, Lord. We know that you are able to do all the things that we know we cannot do that God can do through us, through Christ Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you for your holy word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your holy people, Lord, to come together in the midst of the situation, Father, Lord. We pray for this light of God, the word of God, the power of God, to overshadow us, Lord, to do great and mighty work. And we shall see miracle, signs, and wonder, Father, Lord. Right now, this very day, this very moment, this very time, Father, Lord, we speak strength, we speak health, we speak deliverance, Father, Lord, these situations. And
yes.
We pray for, Lord, great breakthrough on this hour, Lord Jesus, Lord. And we come together as one in Christ Jesus, Lord. We are unified by it in
yes.
the things of God. We unify in our word. We unify in our speech. We unify in these prayers unto you, Father, Lord. We trust in your holy name. We trust in God leading us to our own understanding, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We trust in Yahweh, Father. We trust in Elohim. We trust in Jehovah,
yes.
Father, Lord.
Yes.
We trust
yes.
in you, Lord, the great and almighty God,
yes.
the God Abraham, the God Isaac, the God Jacob, and the God right now, Father, Lord.
Yes.
Almighty God, there's no
yes.
one greater than you, but greater than he that's in me, he that's in the world. And we
yes.
thank you, Father, for your goodness, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your strength, Father, Lord. Where we are weak, you are strong, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for renewing
yes.
our mind, Lord,
yes.
Jesus, Lord. We thank you for giving us a newness of our heart, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for our family, Lord. We thank you for our sons and our daughters and
yes.
our children and our grandchildren,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for our great-great-grandchildren,
yes.
Lord. We thank you for your blessing upon our life, upon
yes.
our family, upon this nation, Lord, that they
yes.
repent on their sin to see Jesus as the Lord and Savior, Father. Every community, every village, Lord, every home, Father, every house, Father, household, Father. Pray for your blessing, Lord. Pray for restoration,
yes.
Father.
Yes.
Pray for reconciliation back to God, Father, Lord, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray for your blessing to be upon you, Lord. We pray for you restoring, Lord, and making you whole as one, Father, Lord, in
yes.
Jesus' name, Father, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to honor you. Help us to worship you, Lord. Help us to be in God's guidance in our mind, in our heart, and our soul, Father, Lord. To occupy
yes.
until you come, to work until Jesus comes, Father, Lord. A great matter of work to advance the kingdom of God here on this earth, Father, Lord. We pray and we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for what you work in our life on this day, Father. Every man, woman, boy, girl, Lord. We pray for blessing upon each and every one, Father, Lord. And upon these prayer petitions, Father, on this night, Father, Lord. Restore them, strengthen them, Lord. And yes, Lord, you have the final say. You have the final word this hour, Father, Lord. You have the final word, Father, Lord. And we trust in your word. We trust in your spirit, Lord. Oh, you know, today, victory is mine. Yes, victory today is mine. Victory today is mine. Victory today is mine. It's yours on this hour. Speak it. Believe it, Lord. Achieve it through Christ Jesus, Lord. Speak the word of God upon your life. Speak the word of God upon your household. Speak the word of God, Prince, the great man and woman of God, Father. Speak it that God is manifesting shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Speak that word of faith. Speak that word in love. Speak it the word in strength, Father. Speak it in hope, Father. Speak it now. They come to pass, Father. God, watch on your word to make it come to pass in your life, in my life, in our family, in our children, in this generation. Because you are a chosen generation by God through the blood of Jesus. You are a chosen generation. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. Know your identity in Christ Jesus, Lord. It's strong in mind. God has given you power over the enemy in Jesus' name. There's no weapon against you shall prosper. No weapon shall prosper in Christ Jesus, Lord. No weapon shall prosper in Christ Jesus. For today, victory is mine, is yours, today in Christ Jesus. And we claim that, we declare, we proclaim it right now in Jesus' name, the word of God, that living word, that powerful word, that word shall never slumber, that word of God that shall never cease. Lord, there's no failure of God, and there's no failure of his word, Father. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your word this hour. Thank you for your people this hour, Lord Jesus, Lord. And we come together in unison, Lord. Come together in unity, Lord Jesus, Lord. For one can say 1,000 fight, Lord. But two can say 10,000, Lord. We pray you come together and send 10,000 times 10,000. By your might, by your power, by your holy anointing, Lord. By your holy word, by your Holy Spirit. Let your will be done, Father, Lord. Destroy the yoke of bondage, Lord. And pray you to bring forth great deliverance in this hour, Lord, in people's hearts, minds, spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Jasper, for that powerful prayer. We give God praise and honor and glory for the mighty work that he has done this evening. Thank you for every person that
Lord,
has prayed tonight. Thank you for every person that tuned in.
Amen.
We dare not close out this broadcast with only assuming that everybody is saved. If there's one on the line that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, Romans 10:9-10 declares that if you but just believe and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus, the word of God says that you will be saved. So all you have to do is just simply pray this simple prayer that says, Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he came, he lived, he died, and he was resurrected for my sins. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me from my sins. Now come into my heart and take over, Lord God. Dwell within me. Allow your Holy Spirit to dwell within me in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
We thank you and we give you praise. And if you pray for that simple prayer, sincerely asking Jesus Christ in your heart, then tonight, praise God, you are saved. Your soul is saved. Your name has been written down into the Lamb's book of life, never to be erased.
Hallelujah. Let tonight be your day of salvation.
Yes.
Don't wait
for
tomorrow.
Don't wait.
Let today be the day. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Let today, right here, this hour, be your day of salvation. God is waiting. Hallelujah. And if you but pray that prayer, we give God the praise and honor and glory. Be able to seek God and believe you. Yes, amen. Be able to seek God as he leads you to a Bible-believing church. And if you are in the Atlanta Stockbridge area, praise God, the Lord has blessed us to be able to begin face-to-face word and worship service at 12 noon on every Sunday, hallelujah, at 1041 Jodico Road here in Stockbridge, Georgia. We welcome you to be able to come out and join us,
amen,
hallelujah, for the time of study of God's word and the worship of our Most High God. Well, we thank everyone again for tuning in. We pray that you go forth and have an awesome, mighty, blessed week in the Lord. Tell someone that Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, is a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And if they don't know him, introduce him, hallelujah, praise God, to them,
yes,
that they,
yes,
too may have the opportunity for salvation. We give God all the praise and go forth this week.
And
to
God
be
all
the glory. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We love you and have a blessed week. Good night.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
I'm working out. I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Can you see him?